got to know.
So I assume that we are live. I assume we're live. Y'all, we're having technical difficulties here. Y'all just bear with me. I'll be right back. Y'all just bear with me. Okay. So like I said, I'm just assuming that we're live. Just assuming. Whenever you have technology, you're going to have issues. And that appears to be right now, but no worries. We'll be all right. We'll power through this. Power through this thing. And this is it's a learning curve. You know, I started out over radio. I know a lot of you are like, who's I? All right, for those of you who don't know me, I am Papa Lou, yours truly, also known as the Broken Prophet. I started out right here on Blog Talk. I have no idea how many years ago. I mean, I have no idea. It was a long, long time ago. And I migrated here from terrestrial radio, you know, regular radio, basically. I was on AM 1570. It's a station down here in Georgia. It is a Christian station. And it was so funny. I was the only root man in a station full of pastors. And, you know, every pastor has their own style, and I am just me. I can only be me. So, you know, I pitched the idea for a hoodoo show on to the station manager, and he graciously, you know, allowed me to come on. And I was happy. The show was only 30 minutes. And one thing I found is I can just talk. I can just talk. And that's what I did for 30 minutes, talked about hoodoo. And slowly, I won that station manager over. I won over the listening audience. The original show, which is the title of this one, Working with the Spirit on the Radio, was one of the highest rated shows, not just at that station, but just for that time period. It's been so long ago. I forget how long. I forget my time slot, but I know it was on Sunday. I think it was like 3 p.m. Sunday. And people were tuned in. They were listening to Working with the Spirit with Papa Luke for 30 minutes. And they wanted me to go for like an hour or two. But the thing is, that station, since it was a small station, you had to pay for studio time. You had to pay for studio time. And do you think that they were going to, since my show was doing so well, they were going to just let me? No. Oh, no. And I think that one 30-minute show, I was paying like $121 a week, something like that. So that number has always held significance. So when y'all ask me, you know, how much it costs for this, y'all see I always put like 21 or sometimes 121 or something like that, because that number has always held significance for me, because my first show cost me $121 for 30 minutes. And I think even they were, you know, they were wanting to give me some perks, right? Some host perks. Some DJ perks, like, oh, you know, you can come to like our meet and greets, and you can, you know, do this, and it was great. But I was like, okay, well, how about this money for this show, guys? Okay, I'll pay $121 for 30 minutes. I think they were gonna do like $200 even for an hour, I think. So it wasn't that big with discount. But you know, things happen, life happens, and that's one thing I want you guys to understand before I get lost. Y'all know I will get lost and go off on tangents, but just because you're spiritual does not mean that life happens. Life happens to all of us, no matter how low we are, how high, no matter our status. Things happen. Life will always happen. And with that, spirituality just gives you different tools to deal with life happening. So life happens, you know, life happens, and I end up not being able to continue doing that show. I know. Bummer, right? I was upset because I was getting famous in that little Georgia town. I was getting famous. That is when I decided to move over to Blog Talk Radio. And it was a new thing at the time. You know, I think still in the podcasting arena or internet radio, I prefer internet radio. Blog Talk has the best interface. I mean, where else are you able to call in and listen? And for a subject matter like woodworking, I had a bunch of old folks. Shoot, I'm now a grumpy old man from when I started. I'm a grumpy old man. And I know, like a lot of my elders, you know, y'all like to be able to like call in and listen, as opposed to find out how to get on via the interweb and stuff like that. So I like the fact that they have this option. Now, the sound quality is not the best compared to the other options. The sound quality is not the best, but you cannot beat the fact that people can call in and listen, and it's treated like a regular radio show. Like, you guys can call in and ask me questions live and on the air. Just make the question about hoodoo. You know, that's all I ask. So, came over to Blog Talk Radio, and true to form, Working with the Spirit internet radio version became the premier hoodoo-based internet radio program. I mean, there were times when, right, I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. So my initial godfather and father, he was running a show, right? He was running a show. I forget the name of it, but it was also here on Blog Talk. And I forget what, I think his show was on Monday, I think. And I did a show on, I think it was at Monday at 8, mine was Monday at 7. My show became so popular that we extended it an hour. Okay, so we were going from like 7 to 9. Now, granted, my godfather's show started at 8. and I felt bad, and I still do. When, strike that. This is what happened. Okay, his show was on 7. Our show was on 8. Now I remember, because it's so long ago, y'all. His show was on 7. Our show was at 8. So from what I hear, whenever Working with the Spirit came on, his show would empty out. And that happened. I mean, that we were just that hot. Just, I mean, like I said, we were the premier Hulu-based show. And that is what I'm trying to recapture. I know it is hard to recapture lightning in a bottle, right? Because I ventured over to YouTube and I'm still there. I love YouTube. But there's just something to be said about the radio. You don't. Some of my fondest memories are in the summertime as a boy here in Georgia. You know, summertime, late at night, the old folks are talking and somebody had a radio playing. And, you know, people talk about Reverend Ike. I remember listening to Reverend Ike live. I'm sleeping in the bed next to my grandma or my great aunt because they had the room with the air conditioner going. Or no, it wasn't even air conditioning. The window was open. And they let me sleep next to the window, and I thought that was absolutely awesome. And listening to Reverend Ike. And so I said, you know what? Let's not let some of these old things die out so easily. That seems to be the trend nowadays. You know, our history, our culture, old customs and old ways, we just let die out. And so I said, no, we're not about to do that. So, of course, I'm still going to make my videos. You know, you guys love them. But I am recapturing lightning in a bottle by bringing back Working with the Spirit. Working with the Spirit, staying true to his form. We talked about Hulu. We would have guests on from time to time. That's something that I'm looking to bring back, bringing back guests. We would have guests on, but we stayed true to Hulu. And it was a place, we used to call it the porch, where, you know, you guys could come on up to the porch and sit and, as the old folks say, rap a taste about Hulu. So that's what we're doing, guys. That is what we're going to do moving forward from here on out. And we're going to have us a good old time. You know, no negativity, no drama, just good old-fashioned radio, Hulu-based radio. And make sure y'all tell your friends. You know, as we grow, we're going to have sponsors there. Make sure y'all tell your friends. And tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you are in the market for some wonderful, authentic, traditional Hulu-based products, look no further than www.trueconjure.com. We do ship internationally now. Now, excuse me, I'm opening up my energy drink. We ship internationally now. All right, guys, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to take my first break. I know y'all are like, Prophet, you just got on here. I know. Just try to troubleshoot a few bugs, make sure that we are broadcasting and everything like that. I see we've got calls holding, which is great, or people that are dialed in just listening. If you are dialed in via your phone and you would like to ask a question on the air, now all you have to do is hit the #1. The #1 will let me know that you do want to ask a question on air. Now, here's the thing, y'all. We're going to keep it clean. It's a family-friendly show for the most part. We're going to talk about love spells in a little bit. But yeah, in a little bit, we're going to talk about love spells. But what you guys can do, hit #1 to let me know that y'all have a question. No cussing. Y'all keep it clean. Keep it family friendly. All right. So we're going to take our first musical break, and then I'll be right back, and we will get into Tis the Season, the cuffing season, on this edition of Working with the Spirit. Thank you. So I already know some of y'all gonna be like, Prophet, I don't like the musical selection. I actually got that during the Hoodoo church service. Now, for those of you who do not know what the Hoodoo church service is, over on my YouTube channel, some Wednesdays, we will have Hoodoo church. And it is fast, you know, after old school Baptist church. And we have a Baptist church and now there's everything like that. Now, somebody was like, Roger, I don't like the musical selection. So let me address that here. Because invariably, somebody is going to say right now that they don't like the musical selections on this show, just like they didn't like it on church. Let me address that right now. Y'all listen. I use the music that the services that I have available. You know, you can't just play Kirk Franklin. You know why? Kirk Franklin won't get you. You can't just go out there playing Cardi and everybody. Not that I would. I have nothing against the other. So I'm just saying. That thing is called copyrights and royalties and things like that. Copyright is the music. Royalty is what you have to pay. And I can't pay it. I can't pay it unless y'all want to run that donation. Then I'll go ahead and pay it. So right now, what I play is what I have access to. And I have two services, right? I have two services that I'm playing, that I'm paying for. So, y'all help me. Let me know what y'all would like to hear. Or if there are some artists out in the Broken Army as we are gathered on the porch here working with the Spirit today, and you would like your music featured, just hit me up. You can text on the text line at area code 404-850-1024. Or you can email me at papa_Lou, L-O-U, at outlook.com. And I have to spell the Lou. I thought everybody knew that Lou was L-O-U, but I have people call me Papa Lou, L-U, like I'm Chinese. Now, apparently I'm Chinese. So that is it. And honestly, guys, I would like for the show to grow back. It's like a 2-hour show, but of course that is going to take some time. It's going to take some sharing, some listenership. And yeah, them donations, y'all run the donation. So with that being said, y'all, let's talk about cuffing season. What's up? What is going on? The Neo Nation in the chat. For those of you who are listening via the internet, I do have a chat room up. So we don't get into cuffing season, but we've got our first call. So let me take that first call here. Area code 352. You are on the air. Area code 352. Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm here, and I'm just happy to be on your show.
Well, I'm happy to have you, brother, and I'm having some technical issues, so I'm hearing you and hearing myself.
Oh, wow.
Like a echo.
Oh, man, yeah. I can't hang up and call back in because I know how it is when it's a double up. It's real bad.
It is rough. It is rough. But we're gonna power through. How can I help
okay.
you this evening?
Oh, man, I just want to support your show and the broadcast. A lot of times I come on these shows and I'm just a listener. I said today I'm going to get involved in the conversation. So what's the top of the discussion?
Well, we are about to talk about cuffing season and how cuffing season applies to spirituality. So that's what I'm going to get into. I definitely appreciate your support. What I'm going to do is I'm going to drop you down, try my best to work on this echo situation, and then I'll blow
okay.
back up.
Not a problem, sir. I'll be here. Thank you for opening my
right.
mind.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. I don't know what is causing that. That is this weird thing. I don't know if you guys can hear it out there. What's up, Ruth? I'm in the chat. I don't know if you guys can hear it out there, but it is seriously bugging me. It is bugging me. If somebody is in the internet chat, y'all let me know if y'all are hearing it double as well when I speak. Only when I speak, then I'll try to work on that. But anyway, cuffing season. If you are not aware of what cuffing season is, cuffing season is that point from where we are now, because, you know, the preseason, the cuffing season, y'all, realistically starts in, like, say, mid-October. Cuffing season is that point. When the summer is ending, we're going into fall, going into winter. Winter's the holiday season, and people are trying to get booed up. Okay, people are trying to get booed up. We know this. People are trying to, that's why they call it cuffing season, because people are trying to handcuff somebody to go to the holiday, through the holidays with them. The weather is turning cold, and people want to snuggle a bit. Okay, people want to snuggle a bit. And as a spiritual person, or as a spiritual person, that is often a busy time. Because, listen, if you ever want to see some no goodness, and y'all know this is a family PG show, if you want to see some no goodness in someone, let cuffing season hit. Because people will be all in love through Halloween season, because Halloween has some good parties, right? It does. You get to dress up, you know, and it's good party time. But see, that's when it starts to get serious. Because, see, the person that you are with has plans for you to come to, Thanksgiving. They've told the family about you. They have plans for you to go to, say, Christmas, meet the family. Got to get that New Year's kiss in, and then the Super Bowl of cuffing season coming up is Valentine's Day, right? So they want to make sure, hi, Ms. Osner, they want to make sure that they have you good and handcuffed. But, yeah, and this is normally my brothers, see, yeah, there's people try to get out. That's why I said the no goodness of folks, because there are a lot of men who try to take advantage of National Breakup Day. If you don't know what National Breakup Day is, guys, it is November the 16th. November the 16th is National Breakup Day. We call it National Breakup Day because you want to get out of there, because you know that she has plans for you to come to all these events. But you know, listen, I don't want to have to buy a Christmas gift and then 6 weeks later I have to buy another pile of stuff for her to, no, absolutely not. I'm going to get out of there. That's what a lot of guys do. They try to get out. And so National Breakup Day is November 16th because people want to get out of there in enough time where you just don't seem as bad of a guy as you are. You know, so November 16th, you got out of there. She has time to let everybody know that, okay, no, he's not coming. You know, I know. But girl, you said he was great. I know, but, you know, they, you know, stuff like that. You don't want to just, I ain't coming to Thanksgiving the day of. The day of. So that's why it's, yeah. Why is this a busy time for spiritualists? Because more and more ladies have become aware of what is happening. Ladies, let me tell y'all, there are two times, and a lot of the brothers gonna be like, Prophet, look here, you tell them too much. There are two times that we men will act up. One is sundress season. I get a lot of ladies that are calling me during the summertime. Oh, my man, he's just acting funny for no reason. My boss said, oh, my sister, it is sundress season. So he is looking at you know, these ladies out here in the sundresses and whatnot, and doggone, he, you know, he's coming back home, but he's coming back home grumpy. Coming back home grumpy. But look, hungry dogs in the meat truck just driving by. Lord have mercy. I'm going to get in trouble. That's the first time. That's the first time. The second time that men act up is when they aren't really fully committed to you. You know, y'all just, as they used to say, talking. Y'all just talking. Y'all just dating. And he's trying to get up out of there because he knows the holiday season coming up. Because generally, if you are just dating someone and you go through the holiday season in the Valentine, by the time you're in Valentine's, you're in a relationship. Because, you know, after a certain age, you don't do the whole you want to go together thing. That's what you were a kid. After a while, y'all just come to understanding, like, it's just us. And that will happen. come Valentine's Day. That'll happen come Valentine's Day. So guys will try to get out of this. So ladies are often called the spiritualists now. They want the candles, they want the incense, they want the mojo bag, they want it all. Like, look here, I don't know, he ain't getting away. Absolutely not. He is not getting away. So let's go into some cuffing season work. And when I say this is a busy time for spiritualists, y'all know there are some folks who come out of retirement. They literally come out of retirement just for cuffing season. Sounds crazy, but it's the truth. They come out of retirement just for cuffing season. So let's do some cuffing season workings. Cuffing season work. The first one is, y'all want love. Be lovable. And I know it sounds, listen, that's not even like a spirituality-based one. But you'd be surprised how many just grouchy, angry folks want to draw somebody with them for cuffing season. I'm like, look here, don't nobody want to come be around that. Calm yourself down. It's so weird. We've become a society that we can diagnose all our issues, but we can't fix none of them. People be like, I know my problems. Yeah, you know, I have daddy issues. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, sister, I'm sorry to hear that. Then she's like, so, Prophet, what's up with you? I'm like, didn't you just say you had daddy issues? Calm yourself down, hot mama. People, oh, Lord, let me stop. But anyway, let's just say you don't have it. There's none of that's going on. You just don't want this person to, I mean, you feel they're trying to slide away. You're like, oh, no, we ain't going to have that. So what can we do at that point? Well, there's a lot. First and foremost, I'm going to give you guys the recipe for the simplest of workings. People, when they come to Hoodoo, want to do with the, I don't know where y'all getting this from. It's like bubble, toil, and trouble. Y'all want to stir stuff around in pots and whatnot. That's not necessary. Listen, all you need is a candle, some incense, and some oil. All the same kind. And see, when I say candle, you know, love drawing candle, love drawing incense, love drawing oil. Yeah, I'm checking the volume live on air. Hold on. Y'all hold on. Testing. Okay, y'all can hear me. Okay, cool. All right. So the reason being, people want some of these like really, really, like, I don't want to call them advanced, but intricate workings. When in reality, get you a love drawing candle, some love drawing oil, and some love drawing incense, and then you'll get the book of rules, you know, and boom. Is that a black? Do white people say boom when they find something? Look, one of my white brothers and sisters. Or brothers and sisters, y'all let me know. When y'all find something, do y'all say boom? Or is that just us? Because I know black folks look like boom. The Book of Ruth, I'm going to flip to it. And we are going to... Thank you, Old Testament. I'm through. So, this is the sense of working. So what you're going to do, you are going to trim the wick of that money drawing candle. Trim the wick of it and shorten the wick down to the wick line. And you can tell what the wick line is of a candle because it is that point at the wick where there's wax on it. Trim it down to that. It's going to look like a little nub, but don't worry. It's going to burn clean. It's going to burn good. You are going to take a sheet of paper. You're going to write your name and the person's name on the paper, fold it in half, sit it up under that candle. You are going to pray Genesis verses 1 through 3. You know, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And when it says, let there be light, you light that candle. Okay? Got that? Great. Now you're going to light that incense. That money drawn incense, you're going to light it. Good. All right. And then you are going to turn to the Book of Ruth. This is in the Old Testament, okay? And you are going to read chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And it goes, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? If anything but death parts us. And you are going to repeat that until they come around. And you don't have to do it every day. Obviously, those candles are made to burn. Candles made to burn. What? They say 7 days. I'm saying gonna burn those 7 days, y'all. But about a good 3 days, they will burn. But what I recommend people do is you light that. You light that candle. You light that incense. You pray. You think about good times with that person. And let's just say this is somebody you're trying to attract. Think about some good times you want to have with them. Okay? Think about some good times you want to have with them. And do that for, I don't know, 30 minutes. I would say an hour, but y'all don't have attention spans like that. Y'all just don't. I'm sorry. But you go back the next day. The next day, you go back and do it again. Then the next day, you go back and do it again. What's up, Sherry? Welcome to the show. You do it again and again and again until you get the desired results. And this doesn't even have to be a love working. This doesn't even have to be. This is a formula for how to work hoodoo oils, candles, and incense. And I guys, somebody should have told me. I totally forgot. You're going to put just a little bit. And when I say a little bit, you know, I wish y'all would get an eyedropper. Put that in your oil. Put 3 drops of oil on that candle. That's all you need. Some of y'all have them candles so drenched in oil, they burst into flames. And then y'all want to post pictures in these online discussion groups about hoodoo, where actually nobody knows anything about hoodoo. But y'all post pictures in these online discussion groups and go, why is my candle so black? Because you have covered it in everything but wax, which is supposed to be burning. That candle is designed to burn wax. Now all that oil and pile of roots, and y'all know y'all don't put a pile of roots in there. But yeah, that is the recipe right there. Now, some people like to do a 1 hour a day candle burn, and you can do that as well. I like to burn one and just start them and let them burn continuously, but I have done it the other way too and have had good effect to both. So what I like to do is just to burn it straight. But I have seen people say burn it an hour, then come back the next day, burn it an hour, put it out, then come back the next day, burn it an hour, put it out, until it's all the way done. And you can do it that way. But like I said, that does not have to just be for a love drawing working. You can do that for controlling. You can do that for money drawing. You can do that for uncrossing. You can do it for protection. You can do it for hexing. That is the same formula. And we have made products for just about every condition. So it's a formula that can work across the board. You know, there was a time when we all knew a little bit about root working, and we didn't all have to know the intricate workings. No, we didn't. We could just know a little, you know, just know a little bit. And we could just know what I just said, the candle, the oil, the incense, and we'd be able to just do whatever it was that we needed to get done. Now, if you wanted to get more complex, just add more candles, oil, and incense. Like, say, okay, in the chat, in the internet chat right now, I've got Miss Ajna. If Miss Ajna owed me $20 and she didn't pay me that $20 back, okay, I could get a pay me now candle. I could get some pay me now oils and pay me now incense and follow the same routine. I would just use a different verse because obviously that verse from the Book of Ruth is a very loving one, and I'm not trying to hit her with love energy and money. Absolutely not. But I would pray the 23rd Psalm. Oh, absolutely. So that my cup would run it over with the money that Miss Ajna in the chat owes me. Okay? So that's what we do. You know, but let's just say, because I want y'all to understand that you can use that same simple formula for some very, very complex workings, right? Let's say Miss Ajna, well, you know what? But okay, before she starts saying not too much on Miss Ajna, let's say Sherry or Coco Scissorhands. Welcome, sis. Let's just say one of these folks. Okay, let's just say I'm in a romantic entanglement with. Y'all know somebody actually hit the text line and was like, "Prophet, I need your help. I'm in an entanglement, if you know what I mean." I said, "Lord have mercy. No, we ain't about to do that. We're not about to do that." But let's just say I'm in an entanglement with one of them, but I still want my money. Face it. Look, if you're in a relationship, it's more loaning than giving, but that's how you sometimes want your money back. Amen. Sometimes you want your money back. But they kind of dragging their feet. And they're like, "Oh, you boo, 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 don't need that money." But in your heart of hearts, I need my money back. So I would do the love work, okay, with the love candle. I don't want them getting upset because I'm asking for my money back. But then I do a pay me now candle right along with it. Y'all see how you can do two candles dressed with two oils and burn two incense to handle one problem. And see, the only thing, you know, a lot of times this work just takes us really dissecting the problem and coming up with a method of attack that is simple and not too complicated. So there, if I want an element of control, I could just burn a controlling candle dressed in controlling oil and like controlling incense. And then, but if I want to keep a situation sweet, well, I could do, you know, y'all see where I'm going. Y'all see where I'm going. So let's get back to the custom season workings. And, you know, if you are on my YouTube channel, I gave some workings with juniper berries, and I think I have caused single-handedly a juniper berry shortage across the globe. People who did not know what juniper berries were have now gone out and bought a ton of them. Fellas, I'm telling y'all right now, be very, very careful. Y'all need to be very careful because these ladies are out here getting these juniper berries. So if you're walking down the street and you just get a whiff of potpourri, watch out. Just watch out. You know, renewing my life. I'm just sitting there. And, you know, a group of ladies walked in. And I was like, you know what? That's juniper. I know juniper berries when I smell it. I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But the working I gave out was for what the old folks call hot mama douche. And nobody ever told me whether it was douche or douche. Douche or douche. Which one? And the funny thing, y'all, when me and my like little brother and cousins would play basketball growing up, you know, you shoot the basket. We would shoot a basket whenever it went in, we go douche. And it wasn't until we were older that we looked back like, were we really yelling out douche? When we made a basket, it's just douche. And that didn't turn to swish once we got a little bit older. But when we were younger, douche. Douche, every time you make the basket, douche. Anyway, so the recipe for hot mama douche, or douche, whichever one it is, you know, juniper berry and vinegar. Juniper berries and vinegar. Now, some, you know, you can't augment it by putting juniper berries just in a steam bath. And ladies, you set into it, right? You set into it. And, you know, that'll, you know, it has been said, to, you know, to make the ladies' nether region irresistible. And we know an irresistible nether is the key to cuffing season. You know, even if you leave, you'll be back. You'll be back. You will be back. Now, fellas, I'm not leaving y'all out, because here's the thing. These ladies, sometimes they will leave us. They will leave us sometimes. Yes, they will. I mean, Prophet don't generally have that problem. You know, I'd be the other way. I'm like, get out of here. Stop coming up on my job. Get out of here. But, fellas, if you have that type of thing going on, this is what you do. This is going to sound gross. It's going to sound gross. But if you take some calamus root, some C-A-L-A-M-U-S, calamus root, and spit that, you know, you chew it and you spit it in front of her panties, oh, she ain't going nowhere. She ain't going nowhere. And she is not going to want to share with anybody but you. And before people say, well, probably a Bible verse to go along with that. If I didn't give one, there was not one. Now, y'all, everyone knows about, you know, burying the draws and whatnot. It is some rough stuff out there. That is why the deeper people, like, I want to get deep into this work. Getting deep into this work will make you paranoid. Y'all, to this day, I know to a number how many and what color draws I have. I showed up. I do. How many and what color draws I have? You ain't about to, oh, no. And I regularly do underwear inventory because, I don't know. Somebody might have broke in the middle of the night trying to work the old boy. So I keep inventory of my draws. And then every so often, I inspect them. This is sounding so paranoid. But every so often, y'all, I inspect them. Like making sure it ain't no weird colors on them. Nobody been pulling threads off. Man, look, y'all ain't working me. No, y'all ain't working me. But anyway, here is a working that a lot of people do for cuffing season. And I don't think I've ever given this one out on YouTube. I think I've only given it out here during cuffing season shows. And this one is for those who, you know, like to partake of the beverage. This is for those who like to partake of the beverage. Now, you got to be sneaky. And you're going to be a little dirty, too. Sneaky and a little dirty. You're going to be a lot of sneaky and a little bit dirty, and I'll tell you why. Because we all know that if a lady puts a little bit of her monthly in our food, it'll drive us crazy. It literally will drive us crazy. Unless you have some rattlesnake root, and then you eat that. That'll kill that. But that is why Southern men, if we don't know you, we're not going to eat your spaghetti, lasagna, pizza, red velvet cake, red Kool-Aid. Don't bring a red Gatorade. None of that. We ain't about to eat it. Or partakers. I don't know you. I know somebody who has been married a decade. And when his wife is in the kitchen cooking spaghetti, he makes it a habit to wander into the kitchen. I said, man, why? He's like, I got to keep a watch. I said, y'all married? Well, y'all been married a decade. You ain't, you stuck. You done ate it already. You done ate it already. But I see, oh, man, time is winding down. So this is what you do. If you know that you are entertaining somebody who wants, you know, wants a little shot of whiskey or something, you say, hey, you know, you like a drink? Yeah, absolutely. So what you do is, as you are, you know, preparing their drink, you take a pair of your underwear, drape it over the shot glass. You pour the drink through your underwear into the shot glass and give it to them. And then see that there, you don't work them at that point. But here's the thing, the front, ladies and gentlemen, the front. Do not use the back. God almighty. You know, some stuff I shouldn't have to tell, but, you know, the front. And then once they drink that drink, they're going to want some more of the front. All right? They're going to want some more of the front. Trying to keep this clean for y'all. They want some more of where that drink. And speaking of the draws, and we're going to end on this one. Took us a while to get cranked up. Once we did, it was all right. And look, we're going to do this every Sunday at 7. and just going to keep the topics rolling. But I will say this, and we've all heard about burying somebody's draws in the yard to keep them faith and to keep them with you, okay? Y'all, the draws go in the front yard. That'll keep the relationship happy. It'll keep it alive and keep them faithful. You bury draws in the backyard, I mean, they ain't going to leave you because they're going to be too sick and beat up and broke and busted. You bury somebody's draws in the backyard, that is like you cursing them. It's like you cursing them. But yeah, they ain't gonna leave nowhere and go nowhere because they too messed up to go anywhere. So yeah, the front yard, guys. And this came from a time, I believe. I don't know. All I know is traditionally what we do. But SN Fergus, Coco Sitterham, y'all in the chat cracking up. But this is a time when most houses were situated east to west. So the rising sun hit the front of the house and the setting sun, you know, hit the back. And see, hoodoo has always worked with the sun. It has never worked with the moon. Do not let the marketeers fool you about the moon. So when the sun would rise, it would hit the front of the house. And see, you do your beneficial workings as the sun is coming up. You do your, like, protections and removal workings as the sun is going down. See? And so that's why you don't want to bury somebody in the backyard because, you know, that'll sundown their tail. You don't want that. But look, y'all, I'm getting the go-home cue. Let me know it is time to end this show. I appreciate each and every one of you. I know we started, like, 5 minutes late, but y'all came through and showed the boy some love. And I do appreciate it. I'm going to work on these technical difficulties, and so we don't have them. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the inaugural episode 1 of The Rebirth of Working with the Spirit. Y'all have a good one. I'll see you next week on the front porch. God bless.